there, everybody. It's your friend Lo here again. I'm so glad that you could join me on another episode of Lounging with Lo. Again, if this is your first time joining me, I bring a warm welcome to you on my show and to all my other loyal listeners out there. It's great to have you back with me again. As I always mention, I'm going to invite you guys to follow me on my social media, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. You are also welcome to send me feedback through my email. It's also on my social media platforms, where you can share your thoughts on my work or anything that we covered on the episode. You can tell me what future episodes you'd like for me to cover, like any other topics you want me to talk about, or even ideas that could help me improve, or maybe I can improve on the show. In today's episode, we're going to conclude our theme episode by uncovering compelling themes in movies and TV shows that you might have missed out or not fully appreciated. Recognizing these themes can enrich your viewing experience and provide you with insights to share with others who enjoy these programs just as much as you do. If you remember from the last episode of themes, they are crafted to guide viewers toward personal growth and inspiration. They encourage us to examine the choices we make in life and can serve as a source of motivation during challenging times. The last four things that we're going to talk about on today's episode is human nature and morality, mystery and the unknown, fantasy and the supernatural, and comedy and satire, what we call parody. And as I always mention, as a disclaimer, if you have not seen any of the films or TV shows that I will mention on the show, I would highly recommend that you stop the podcast now and watch the films or shows, because there may be some spoilers I'm going to mention in the episode. Let's go ahead and start by talking about human nature and society themes. The categories for this particular that falls in this is ambition and power, which means how the characters can rise, fall, or be corrupted by power. Revenge and justice, which is basically as it is, seeking revenge or setting things right. And greed and corruption, which is examining the consequences of having excess or having a lot of things or having so much. The Godfather, The Aviator, and A Star is Born are prime examples of the ambition of the power theme. So as I mentioned, like The Godfather, we delve into the world of organized crime, where Vito Corleone's initial rise to power is marked by a blend of wisdom and violence. His son Michael initially hesitant to embrace the criminal ties in the family. He ultimately submits to the darker part or the darker side of power, which leads to a tragic transformation that illustrates the corruption influence of ambition. Basically, that means he was a good guy. He didn't want to be in the family business, but he was kind of forced to. And because of that, he grew to be more powerful than he could realize. And he just didn't know how to stop. The Aviator presents Howard Hughes as a brilliant but tortured visionary whose drive for success and innovation pushes him to greater heights. However, as his power and wealth grow, so does his mental insecurity that showcases how personal demons can distort a once great mind. A Star is Born. This is a film about the rise of an aspiring singer, Ali, that parallels the fall of seasoned musician Jackson Maine. This is the Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga version of this film, just so that you are aware. This story artfully captured how the pressures of fame can uplift an individual while simultaneously leading another to destruction, highlighting the dual nature of success in the entertainment industry. Gladiator, The Dark Knight, and Braveheart are examples of revenge and justice. In Gladiator, we witness the journey of Maximus, who is a valiant Roman general who is betrayed, witnessing the murder of his family and the intrusion of his position. His transformation from a loyal servant of Rome to a relentless avenger unfolds as he fights not only for his life, but also to restore honor to his name and seek justice against the corrupt emperor Commodus. So basically, he's taking revenge he's going to avenge his family's death, whether in this life or the next. Similarly, The Dark Knight presents a gripping tale of Batman's tireless battle against the anarchy that plagues Gotham City. As he grapples with the moral implications of his vigilante actions, Batman confronts challenging enemies, including the Joker, who challenges his very ideology, his way of thinking of justice. This film delves deep into the psychological toll that vengeance takes on its hero, showcasing the thin line between order and chaos. In Braveheart, the notable William Wallace serves a symbol of resistance against the brutal oppression of Scotland by English rule. So basically, during that time, England was taking over Scotland and doing some things, and the Scottish people didn't have their own freedom, basically, is what this means. William Wallace's heartfelt quest for freedom, driven by personal loss and a desire for independence, ignites a revolution. This allows him to rally his countrymen to fight for their rights. The raw emotion and epic battles highlight the significance of standing up against tyranny. Scarface and The Great Gatsby are good examples of greed and corruption. In Scarface, we witness the dramatic rise and catastrophic fall of Tony Montana, whose greedy hunger for power and wealth ultimately leads to his violent demise. The film illustrates how excess, which is having a lot and not sure how to deal with it, in the pursuit of the American dream, can transform one into a hopeful immigrant into a ruthless drug lord, emphasizing the destructive nature of greed and moral decay. The Great Gatsby, which I'm sure a lot of you probably know more of the Leo DiCaprio version of this, which is back in 2013, reimagines F. Scott Fitzgerald's classic tale of the jazz age, which was about the 20s. This captures the magnificence and excess of the era. Jay Gatsby's extravagant parties and lavish lifestyle served as a facade, which is basically a fake image, that masks the loneliness and emptiness that often accompany such indulgence. The next thing that we're going to talk about is the mystery and the unknown, and some fall into this theme as the truth and deception, which means discovering hidden truths or unraveling lies, fate versus free will. This shows a struggle of destiny, of choice, the existential questions, that means this reflects on life's purpose or the nature of reality, and apocalypses and dystopia, which means the life in the aftermath or under unjust establishments. Now, there are many examples of this theme, but the one that stands out to me is Rizzoli and Isles. This is a captivating television series that serves as a perfect example of the mystery and the unknown. It blends crime-solving with personal relationships. The lead characters, Detective Jane Rizzoli and medical examiner Maura Isles, they work tirelessly to uncover the truths hidden within complex murder cases. Their investigative journey often reveals not just the identities of the perpetrators, but also the layered histories of the victims, which highlights how secrets can shape lives and responsibilities. The Matrix, Slumdog Millionaire, and It's a Wonderful Life are prime examples of the theme of fate versus free will. If you remember, in The Matrix, we are diving into a dystopian world where Neo faces a profound decision to accept the red pill and uncover the reality of his existence, or to remain in the blissful ignorance within the simulated world, or what we call the Matrix. His journey demonstrates the struggle between predestined paths and the power of individual choice. This highlights how one's choices can redefine destiny. Slumdog Millionaire centers around Jamal Malik, whose life experiences both from childhood struggles in the slums of Mumbai to competing on a game show raises questions about fate and fortune. Each question on the game show reveals how his past choices, tangled with destiny, have equipped him to answer correctly, showcasing the delicate balance between what is destined and what is chosen. It's a Wonderful Life serves as a touching reminder of how interconnected lives are shaped by choices. And what I mean by that is, George Bailey's consideration of his existence leads to the realization of his impact of those around him. It illustrates how one man's decision, whether it be a big decision or a small one, can alter the courses of many lives, which reinforces the notion that choice holds significant weight against the backdrop of fate. I'm sure all of my seasoned listeners or those who know this show, it's called The Twilight Zone. This is a TV series that fits the existential question theme. Now, this show presented a collection of stories that challenged conventional thought and perception. Now, if you remember watching the show, each episode often finishes in a twist that reveals deeper truths about human nature, morality, and maybe the unknown. The show's format allows it to explore a variety of interpretations of reality, often leaving the audience to consider philosophical dilemmas long after the episode ends. So, like, you're basically talking about, like, well, if this happened with this, how did this come here? But mind blown, and your brain will hurt. Fantasy and the supernatural is the next theme that we're going to talk about for the world of themes. This will uncover categories of the hero's journey, which means the main character rising to the occasion, and the magic and mythology, which explores otherworldly powers and legends. The Mandalorian, Star Wars, and the TV series Arrow fit the hero's journey category of the theme of fantasy and supernatural. In The Mandalorian, Din Djarin is presented as a hardened bounty hunter, but his character arc unfolds as he becomes a protector and father figure to Grogu, or Baby Yoda, or the child. As he navigates a galaxy filled with danger and moral uncertainties, Din Djarin's commitment to safeguarding Grogu draws him to unexpected alliances and confrontations, ultimately pushing him to redefine his purpose and embrace the hero within. Skywalker's journey, which is Luke Skywalker, I should be more specific, from an innocent farm boy on Tatooine to an impressive Jedi Knight, characterizes the essential hero's journey in the Star Wars series. Faced with overwhelming odds and personal loss, he rises to become the beacon of hope for the rebellion, expressing the struggle between good versus evil. Lastly, in Arrow, Oliver Queen's transformation from a self-indulgent billionaire to a vigilant hero stands out. After surviving a traumatic ordeal on a deserted island, he returns to the city with a new mission to destroy crime and corruption. Now, balancing this has personal sacrifice and the demand for justice, Oliver Queen's evolution reflects his deepening understanding of responsibility as he becomes the Arrow, which is a symbol of hope for his city. Merlin, which is a TV show from the BBC network, The Sword in the Stone, Once Upon a Time, Princess Bride, The Mummy, and The Chronicles of Narnia, these all portray the theme of magic and mythology. The TV series Once Upon a Time, you remember hearing me talk about it from season 2, we're kind of delve into that a little bit more. This takes us on a journey through a modern take on the classic fairy tales that we learned from either watching the Disney movies or even reading about them in the stories, where familiar characters navigate both the magic of their origins and the complexities of the present. The Chronicles of Narnia transport us to a fantastical world through a wardrobe, which is basically a closet, where children encounter talking animals, epic battles between good and evil, and insightful lessons about bravery and sacrifice. Disney's The Sword in the Stone tells the legendary tale of King Arthur's transformation from a humble boy to a noble king, guided by the insightful wisdom of Merlin and the enchantment of Excalibur, which is his sword. The adventure continues in The Mummy, where ancient curses and forgotten tales of pharaohs unfold that blend action with the supernatural thrill as the explorers can struggle with the consequences of awakening the long-dormant forces. In Merlin, the iconic figure of the wizard weaves together history and magic, offering insights, to the power of destiny and the weight of prophecy. And finally, The Princess Bride. This masterfully brings together elements of romance, adventure, and humor, taking us through an enchanting story filled with duels, mythical creatures, and a quest for true love. Batman, Star Wars Episode II, which is The Attack of the Clones, and Star Wars III, which is Revenge of the Sith, and The Matrix are all examples of the dystopian world that shows what a society would be like in the imagination. We have had a man who takes a fear of his and make it fearful for the enemies that he fights, and everyone in Gotham City is feared for their lives depending on the villain's plans. That's Batman. Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith take the Clone Wars to the next level, where the citizens of all the world are fearful of the outcome of the war along with the Jedi to continue to bring peace and balance. The Matrix shows the dystopia by the fear of humans becoming batteries and serving the machines, while Neo, Trinity, and Morpheus try to bring them to reality. The last category that we're going to end this podcast episode on is the comedy and satire. I thought we'd end it with a little bit of fun. The theme falls into the categories of everyday humor, which means we find the joy or absurdity in ordinary situations, and the cultural commentary, which means they mock society or even the trends. In Ferris Bueller's Day Off, we see a carefree teenager who is Ferris orchestrate an elaborate scheme to skip school and embrace the freedom of a day in Chicago. His adventures highlight the delightful chaos that can arise from the mundane routines. Seinfeld is famously known as a show about nothing. Yet it brilliantly explores the insignificance of daily life through humorous interactions of the four friends in New York. Parks and Recreation. Now, they use a mockumentary style, just like The Office, but this celebrates the quirks of local government and public services, which is Parks and Rec. Now, through the lens of the optimistic Leslie Knope, the series transforms mundane bureaucracy tasks into moments filled with hilarity and heart. And as I talked about The Office, this is the next one that we're going to talk about. This presents the daily grind of, again, the office life, infusing it with absurdity through memorable characters and outrageous situations. The series expertly balanced humor with moments of genuine connections among coworkers that showcase how companionship can thrive in even the most mundane settings. The Simpsons. They've been around for a very long time, but this is another example of the cultural commentary because the writers use exaggeration and irony to expose the absurdities of American family life and social issues. The show's characters and the plot lines often reflect and exaggerate real-world scenarios that encourage the viewers to question societal values and behaviors. Guys, that's it. This wraps up the themes episode of our podcast. I don't want you to miss the next episode because we are going to talk about one of my favorite movies. We are going to talk about, drumroll please, The Mask. With the wonderfully talented Jim Carrey, I am confident it will become a favorite of yours as it is mine. Thank you guys so much for listening, and remember, let's lounge together. Bye, guys.